Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Arian Tasha with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Queensland authorities say that they believe a suspected positive case of H5 bird flu has been detected in the state. Samples from a migratory bird found washed up in Moreton Island have been sent to a CSIRO lab for confirmation. There have been 17 positive cases detected across Australia so far, the majority of which have been in Western Australia. Queensland Chief Veterinary Officer Alison Crook said it's similar to other cases in Australia. She said that the Department of Primary Industries have moved into a full stand-up after the detection. She added authorities had received more than 1,000 reports from the public about suspected bird flu cases, and she thanked the community for their vigilance.
On Thursday morning, a clock counting down to the 2032 Brisbane's Olympic Games was unveiled in Queen Street Mall. The reveal was attended by Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner, Deputy Premier George Blaise, Olympics organizer Andrew Liveries, and Olympic swimmer Emek McKeon. Liveries says this is a mini clock with a bigger clock to be installed exactly a year out from the event. "This is the meeting point for Brisbane," said Schrinner. "This is the place where people would say, if they're meeting you in the city, I'll meet you outside a particular burger joint. But now they're going to say, I will meet you at a countdown clock."
In national news, almost a dozen staff in South Australia have become sick in the Flinders Medical Centre Emergency Department after the accidental release of mosquito repellent. Three staff members were hospitalised, with one staff member in a serious but stable condition. South Australia Health says that all three have now been discharged. Chief Executive Robin Lawrence said that her understanding is that it's an outdoor mosquito fogger type repellent that is like a spray. Staff, as they do, were going through somebody's belongings to make sure that there was nothing in there, and that safety risk to the patient when they were left alone. In doing that, the lid was knocked off the repellent and it released itself.
ACT Education Minister Yvette Berry has recently resigned from the cabinet after an internal investigation run by Integrity Commission found serious corrupt conduct against two senior staff members in her portfolio. The commission discovered the former head of the ACT Education Detectorate and Ms. Berry's then Chief of Staff, Joshua Kamaramidas, dishonestly provided a backdoor for the interest of the Constructive Forestry and Maritime Employees Union, CFMEU, in a multi-million dollar contract to revamp Campbellman Primary School. Ms. Berry claims to take full responsibility for the goings-on within her staff. She parted saying, "I leave this role with my integrity and moral compass intact and look forward to continuing to achieve more wins for a more equitable Canberra."
In international news, Eurosummer is heating up this year and not in a way that normally gives people FOMO. Currently, more than 20,000 people are fleeing wildfire sites in southern France after flames have been reported to spread rapidly through the Bayside area. French authorities have dispatched more than 700 firefighters who have been trying to contain the blaze around the Bay of Arcachon, west of Bordeaux. The French Public Health Agency have estimated 5,764 deaths between June 17 and July 2nd, where temperatures were recorded above 30.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.